Lord, please anoint this word to go straight into our hearts so we all know the truth. There is a subtle sin that seems easily justified if you're overlooked by others or passed by when graces are being distributed. The soul feels cheated by God because they didn't get what others got. It quickly turns into jealousy, anger, and self-pity. This is precisely how Satan turned John Ramirez into his very own son. John is the famous Satanist that Satan visited every night and gave instructions to on how to curse the area he had jurisdiction over in New York City. Satan came to him as a father figure, affectionate, caring, empowering and enlisting him in cursing souls for over 20 years. If you haven't read his story, you should. It's a real eye-opener. John grew up in a witchcraft family. Both his father and mother were witches. And his father was very brutal with him. Of course, this happens in so many families where the father's just brutal. So one night he went to church service, badly in need of a touch from God. When the time came and the pastor circulated among the audience, it looked like he was headed straight to John. But then he swerved and went to someone else to touch and comfort them. John was devastated. At that point, he believed God himself had rejected him. And that set the course of his life for the next few decades. Have you ever had resentment towards the Lord? Have you ever been angry and felt cheated? Where were you, God, when this was going on? How could you allow this? That's the slippery slope right into Satan's arms. He knows that if we feel rejected, we will harbor bad feelings and contempt for those who hurt us. It's just human nature. And Satan played John right into his wicked arms in this way. Dear ones, the Lord does not make mistakes, but man does. The Lord reaches out to comfort and bring you into his arms. He will never reject a contrite heart seeking him or seeking comfort. The problem is men do not see what God sees. They don't see a broken young man aching for a loving touch from the pastor. They see a man probably involved in dark things, and they don't want to touch him. But God wants to touch such as these and bring them his deep healing love and raise them up into what their true calling is. I do hope that you who are involved in covens will read John's books. They are very revealing as to the true nature of Satan, his true intention, and what he will do to keep you in bondage if you sell your soul to him. But you needn't be afraid, because once you belong to Jesus, repent, and leave that lifestyle behind, you come under the loving protection of God, who is mightier than Satan or any demon. And all that is on the Lord's heart after you've made that decision is protecting you and leading you into all truth, getting you established and on your own two feet and in an intimate relationship with him so that you hear him speaking to you. So as I was writing this down, I felt the Lord wanted to say something. Jesus began, I do have something to say to you who are trapped in covens. You have been deceived and sold a bill of goods that does not exist in the kingdom of darkness. There are no rewards in the kingdom of darkness, only pain and suffering. There is nothing waiting for you after this life other than torment, torture, ridicule, and hatred. You judge a tree by its fruit. If it's red, it's an apple. If it's yellow, it's a pear. If it has wormholes, you know you are sharing that fruit with filthy worms. If it is perfect with no blemishes, it is healthy and life-giving. If a teacher teaches you to lie and steal, to murder and maim, What makes you so sure that you will not be a victim of their treachery one day? Satan plays on your emotions. You need to be loved, but he has no love in him. He can certainly pretend to love you. He can even blanket you in warm, fuzzy feelings. He's capable of this kind of deceit. I ought to know, because I was under the spell of that for many years before I became a Christian. He is a fallen angel that is out for one thing and one thing only. Make me suffer as much as he can by hurting my children and dragging them to hell for eternity. He knows how tenderly I love you, but you rarely see this love in people who are supposed to represent me. Well, these people are weak and prone to sin. There are none that are perfect. All have fallen short. But I do not ask you to form a relationship with a person. I ask you to come to me and let me teach you who I am. You will never get this in a church made up of imperfect people. Never. But if you tuck away in your prayer closet and seek me, you will find me. And you will learn that I am meek and gentle of heart, and all I care about is your welfare. I will not encourage you to get back at those who hurt you. They will meet themselves soon enough in the halls of my justice. I will encourage you to forgive, forget, and walk away so that you can become all I have made you to be. If you don't, you're going to be locked into a conflict and anger and hatred and retribution for your whole life. If you choose to hold a grudge, you will be chained to revenge, an angry demon who wants to destroy both you and the other person. If you walk away from this poison and take my hand and let me lead you into the life I always meant for you, you will find joy and fulfillment. I entrusted myself to no man because I knew their hearts were weak and easily swayed into changing to be against me. I encourage you to trust no man to the point where they might fail you because they're only weak flesh and blood. But I am not weak. I offered up my body and blood to pay for your sins because I am the only Son of God, begotten by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin, as scriptures prophesied. I will never fail you. I will never let you down. You may not understand why I allow certain tragedies, but you will when you come to heaven. You will understand everything with great clarity, and I will do my very best to explain things to you while you are on earth. One thing you may not be aware of is that the sins of the fathers have an effect on every generation. So if your great-great-grandfather happened to cheat someone or kill them or steal from someone, that curse is carried down to your generation. And whether you understand it or not, some of the people who have done harm to you were harmed by your ancestors hundreds of years ago and left a curse on you and your children. I can break that curse. But understand, part of the reason you may be suffering injustice may be because of what your ancestors did to others. I will deliver you from this ugly past. I will teach you how to defend yourself. And when you are outnumbered, my angels will be more than enough to fight your enemies. What does it take? What must you do to gain this status as a child of God? When your heart moves you, come to me. Alone in your room, kneel before me and say, Jesus, I am sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. I believe you died on the cross to pay for my sins and rose again, and I give you my life. Please make me a child of God and teach me the right ways. Jesus, come into my heart. The angels in heaven will rejoice over you I will embrace you and assign angels to protect you and lead you to read the Bible, giving you understanding of what you are reading. It will no longer be a boring book. You will be fascinated with the stories and encouraged with the teachings in the New Testament and the Psalms. I and my Spirit and my Father will be with you, and we will never abandon you. Now you may ask, if you are the true Son of God, who is Satan, who says he is your brother? And I will tell you, Satan was once a very beautiful angel, Lucifer, created by my Father, and he led the angelic choirs of heaven in worship to me and my Father. But he became jealous of my love for you and other people I created, and he wanted to be worshipped. So he led 1/3 of the heavenly angels to sin against me and become my enemies. He has filled the world with lies about me because he has been cast out of heaven and become very ugly to look at, because what he is on the outside is what he is on the inside. Now he has vowed to destroy the earth and humanity to try to hurt me, but he will not succeed. Instead, he will be chained in hell for 1,000 years, and the earth will have an era of perfect peace, which will end at 1,000 years, and he will again attack me. I will destroy him with the breath of my mouth, and he will be no more. How do I know this is true? How do I know Satan hates you? How do I know Satan is not Jesus' brother and equal? A tree is known by its fruits. One who does and teaches wickedness is wicked. One who does what is righteous and teaches righteousness is righteous. I came to earth to forgive and pay the price for my children's sin with my own blood, even dying on the cross for you. Satan never did anything like that because he's filled with jealousy and hatred for me and all I created. A tree is known by its fruit, dear one. Delay no longer. Come to me. Confess your sins and ask me to come into your heart and take you to heaven someday, where we will live together in complete happiness. I'm waiting for your word. I have watched you. I have prayed for you. I have cried with you. And I long to give you true happiness. You have nothing to fear from me, because I love you so deeply. Please give me your heart and life, and I will turn your failures and sadness into joy and a beautiful new life, full of good fruit. The moment you do this, we, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, will come into your life and never abandon you. You will learn about me by reading the Bible. In the New Testament, the book of John will reveal the secrets of my love for you. In the Old Testament, you will see how I loved my people who betrayed me again and again, and how I forgave and restored them. You will learn so much about my true nature by reading the New Testament, and you will receive comfort from reading the Psalms. I recommend that you pray for wisdom. Cover your Bible with the blood of Jesus. Make the sign of the cross and open to a random page and start reading. You will have moments when you feel something very, very special. It's like being able to read between the lines as you're reading. Those parts will be hand-picked and anointed by me to give you insight into something about your life. You may feel my warm presence envelop you, in which case you can stop reading and meditate about the scripture, soak in it, and rest. Indeed, I will visit you. When you become hungry to understand me and my word, you will find many helpful teachings on Mother Claire's channel, heartdwellers.org, that I have given her. Keep an eye out for my ways of communicating with you. I will send you a bumper sticker for encouragement, or a heart shape when you spill your drink or take a bite from something. Look for hearts. I will place them there to confirm that I love you and am with you. Listen to the lyrics of a song. I will speak to you through music. Watch out for rocks that cry out, I love you. You will find heart rocks, angel rocks, or a leaf that forms a heart. In this way, I will confirm to you that I am with you, loving you, guiding you, and protecting you. If you feel evil nearby, cry out to me, Jesus. Or even better yet, say in the name of Jesus, leave. I will teach you many, many ways to overcome Satan and his demons, but I will never allow them to overpower you. I will teach you how to hear from me through a holy book or a song or something someone says, and I will lead you into a conversation with me where you pour your heart out or your frustration or your anger like a journal, and I will answer you as you believe and write down what you hear. I will prove that I am with you again and again, and we will have a real relationship. Any time of the day or night, I am with you always. You will learn to discern what is true from what is false, and you will rarely be led astray by Satan again. All this and more I am offering you. That's how much I love you and what you mean to me. Please don't turn away from me. Embrace me as your God and your very best friend forever, and I will deliver you from your enemies. And that was the end of Jesus' message. A beautiful, beautiful introduction to changing over from a life of sin into a life of holiness. He is so in love with you. You have no idea, but you're fixing to find out. God bless you, heart dwellers. I pray this message goes deep into your heart and that you circulate it among your friends.